launching into the third hour of the program. The toll-free number for you to bring up whatever's on your mind is 800-259-9231. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. If you're brand new to the show, we mean it when we say you can bring up anything. Go ahead and give it a shot at 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gart.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for their sites. We give ours away at freetalklive.com, so enjoy it on us. Let's continue taking your calls about what you want. We're going to go across the pond, and we'll come back to the swine flu vaccinations that may be mandatory. We'll get to that here in a bit. But let's go to Ziggy, who's been waiting patiently in the UK. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, last hour, Gart said that he didn't understand why people couldn't understand his logic.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, well, I hate to break it to you, dude. Other people have different... you know, they have their own logic, and they have their own perspectives on liberty.
Yeah.
And, well, I know, stating the obvious. I mean, for instance, take the tax, the Rob Peter to pay Paul tax argument. Basically, say one neighbour is dying of an illness, and one neighbour is robbed to pay that person for, that to pay for that person's treatment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, the libertarians will say two wrongs don't make a right. Most people will say the lesser crime is stealing, the greater crime is allowing someone to die.
Interesting. That's interesting. Yeah, you know, Ziggy, it's strange when you do have a set of ethics and a set of morals that you say, look, the ends don't justify the means, and so theft is wrong, and once you open that Pandora's box, anybody's personal justification for theft is always something that they can back up no matter what. I find it quite interesting to say, look, at least what we could possibly agree on is to allow people to congregate if they wanted to allow that sort of predation to occur so that the ends would be justified, they would justify the means. They could have their own voluntary society where they would allow for a certain amount of predation for those emergencies to occur, and people could voluntarily live in them if they wanted to,
yeah,
and they wouldn't be forcing anybody to do that.
I definitely believe in devolving power and what you would call seceding. However, I can see people even having an argument against that. It's that, oh, if a bunch of anarcho-capitalists want to go off and set up their own, you know, community, what's stopping a bunch of neo-Nazis going to set up theirs and then
nothing, I say, let them.
Everyone else's?
I think that'd be great. I think the neo-Nazis should get together and have their own little society. Get them the hell out of
you
mind.
Know where they are, yeah. And of course, that doesn't preclude us from hiring a private police force to keep them away and not doing business with them.
True.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's strange, Ziggy, because as you brought it up, you know, those are my logical points, and I would think that people would recognize these things. I think people generally like to maximize pleasure and minimize pain.
Sure.
Generally, they like to be left alone, and generally they recognize their neighbor likes to be left alone. But unfortunately, I think government provides such an easy, slick, greasy, oiled, you know, you spread the Pam on the bottom of the frying pan way to get people to get involved in messing with their neighbor that they don't even see it sometimes. This is when you present, you present this argument, they're like, well, what do you mean?
It's slightly different in this country. There does seem to be a culture of, shall we say, people being nosy, people wanting to know what their neighbor's doing.
We've got that culture here.
I don't know. Well, I mean, in South Africa, it was different. Maybe it's because in South Africa, everyone used to live miles away from everyone else.
Yeah.
And that basically you got left alone.
Yeah. Well, yeah, it's a lot easier for a business.
You were heavily armed in South Africa. Everyone had guns.
Well, you may be right. I mean, if you've got a busybody that lives across the street from you, they're going to be a lot more interested in you than if you are 2 miles away from them down some dirt road. So I think you're right about that. And I think you're both right. I mean, Gardner, certainly the government system exists to shield people from the violence so they don't realize that what they're doing when they make a demand that they want, I think government should do blah, blah, blah. They don't realize that they are essentially calling for violence to be threatened against their neighbors. They're essentially grabbing a hold of the gun in the room, even though they're not really holding it, just sort of in a virtual sense, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And they're grabbing that gun and they're waving it around. I mean, that's really what's going on, but they don't see it because the system so brilliantly obscures that from view. It's frustrating.
As I said to you, most people are always going to judge what's the lesser of two evils. Before I go, do you know about the protests against the Chicago bitching for the Olympics?
I've heard something about that. Do you want to give us a briefing?
The Olympic Committee were having the latest round of pitches in Lausanne in Switzerland last week, mm-hmm. and a bunch of protesters actually flew out from Chicago and actually made it onto the news. The BBC went and interviewed them, in fact.
Because they don't want the Olympics coming there, right?
Yeah, because they've looked at, London, who are the next host, and, originally the budget was $3 billion, now it's $12 billion, and mm-hmm. probably is going to probably top $20
billion. So they know that it's going to be a humongous drain on their wallets, those people who live in the Chicago area or anywhere in Illinois.
Oh, but they should feel good about it.
I wonder if you're going to be able to support them some way.
I'm sorry, could we support them?
Yeah, I think it is definitely something which government money should not be being spent on.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that. Maybe they should try not paying taxes and see what happens. Thanks, Ziggy, for the call tonight.
Awesome.
800-259-9231. I mean, if they're serious enough to fly over to Zurich or wherever the hell it was, then they should be serious enough to say, well, we're not paying for it. You can bring him here, but we're not going to pay for it. Oh, man, of course, the government's going to say, well, it's good for the economy. It'll bring people here, and they'll buy sandwiches and parking meters.
There's a sort of weird, twisted irony to the governments of the world supposedly getting together and launching doves into the sky in these stadiums that have been built with money through thievery, exactly, and expropriation of people's property. And, China flooding out hundreds and thousands of acres of land and taking people's property. It's like,
well said.
It's weird.
Let's continue with Ferb in Utah. You're on Free Talk Live. Ferb.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hi, Ferb. What's on your mind tonight?
When I tuned in, you guys were talking about secret societies, and I really don't know how seriously you guys can take that. I've got an experience that I had when I became a member, an honorary member of a major secret society on the campus of an Ivy League school.
What society is that?
I can't tell you.
It's a society. So you're still a member then?
Well, as far as I know, it's a lifetime tenure.
Well, now, wait a minute. We don't know who you are. I mean, your name's not really Ferb, is it?
It is.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, well, yeah. But I'm sure the people in the secret society wouldn't know Ferb if you were to mention what it was. Would they be able to track you down?
Are they listening to you right now? I mean,
I'm not really that paranoid. I don't take it that seriously.
Wait a minute. But you're taking it seriously enough to where you won't tell us even what the name of the secret society is?
It's part of the game.
What's the game?
I went in there. I was a pizza delivery driver, and I got a call to deliver to this address. And I brought in the 20 pizzas that were delivered, and I turned around to get the money from the guy that ordered the pizzas, and they had some dude bound and gagged, unconscious, over some big football dude's shoulders. And then they kind of jokingly asked me if I would like to... Oh, jokingly but menacingly asked me if I'd like to do a keg stand. So I did the keg stand. This is my last delivery of the night. I did the keg stand. I broke the society's record for keg standing. And then they offered me honorary membership in their secret society.
So you came to a secret society meeting as a pizza delivery man, and because you drank more beer than they did, they gave you honorary membership.
Yes, that's exactly right.
That is crazy. Sounds like something from Superbad.
And you're so frightened of these people that you can't even tell us.
I'm not frightened at all. I'm not frightened at all. But it's
you're just upholding your oath. Is that it? You just you swore an oath to keep it secret, and so you're just honoring your agreement.
That I would keep it secret, and I take those. I mean, it's not like they would come after me. if I told you what secret society
was. You wouldn't be able to live with yourself.
Very good. That's a man of honor.
If you won't give us any more info, then the conversation's over. Thanks for the call tonight.
Wow.
I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Of course, the question is, what would have happened if he didn't do the cake stand? He did say it was menacingly suggested. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You've probably heard about the incredible, powerful, and natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at NuRevOnline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V Online.com. NuRevOnline.com. Improve your life today.
Hi, I'm John Swenson at Midas Resources, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and let's take in a brief mind movie. We're surrounded by jesters, members of the nation's largest clown club based in Washington, D.C., fuzzy hair, baggy pants, big yellow shoes, and now offering financial assurances that all will be well. The stimulus package is working. A bailout is coming your way. And while we're flat broke, we're also told that we've stepped back away from the brink. Pardon me? Back to the real world. We know that we can rely on no one but ourselves to generate financial security. Protecting your assets is solely up to you. No one else is coming to the rescue. Please call me, John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, to discuss investing in precious metals, gold and silver, with a 6,000-year track record of success and security. I'm John Swenson, 800-686-2237, extension 128, and together we'll create a package that really works for you.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco with detailed growing guides available to you at no charge. You can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
The
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Gart.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are completely free, and so we invite you to enjoy those on us, including updates. You get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. Now, if you want liberty in your lifetime, don't miss this weekend's Free State Project Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's happening starting Thursday, the 25th through Sunday, the 28th, in beautiful Lancaster, New Hampshire. And, Gard, you and I were just talking about the weather for this weekend, and obviously they're not so good at predicting those things too many days out, but according to the forecast, it's looking like it's going to be a high of 81 on Friday and a low of 57, which will be absolutely beautiful.
It's going to be up in the, pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be up in the northern part of the state, which I've never even driven through it. I've never gone that far north in New Hampshire, so yeah, that'll be fun for me.
See plenty of evidence of moose. I have yet to actually see a moose. I've lived here all my
whole life.
I've seen the rear end of a moose. That's it.
A lot of times people see their first moose when they run into them on the road.
Yeah.
Up here. Thankfully, yeah. I haven't had that happen either.
You know what's great is you get those dumb bumper stickers that they put out. They say, "Break for moose. It could save your life." I don't know. There's this giant 16-foot creature in front of me. Let's just keep going. What do you think you're going to do? Of course you're going to break for the moose.
Well, I thought I heard something somewhere about moose survival tips that said that it wasn't good to break for moose.
Well, the problem is that the bulk of the moose's weight, of course, is up at a level where when you clip the legs, it comes immediately right on top of you.
The hood, yeah.
And you just get crushed. That's why they die all the time. So, yeah, it's funny. I actually was joking around. I was like, you know, maybe that's actually just a big government piece of propaganda. Maybe there aren't really any moose in New Hampshire. They just get people to dress up in moose costumes, take pictures of them. You know, it's like the governor's like, yeah, okay, we got to put that out, get more tourists to come in. You know,
surely you've known people who've had accidents with them, though, right?
No, I have not.
Really?
Although,
even though you've lived here, you don't know anyone who's
I had a bear in my backyard one time. That was pretty weird. And, you know, you see foxes, coyotes, stuff like that. So, yeah.
So the one of the nice things about summertime here in New Hampshire, and it is officially summer as of yesterday, but one of the nice things about summertime here is even at nighttime, it gets really cool. It's going to be the 50s during Porkfest at night. So make
perfect
sure.
Perfect for campfires.
It is perfect. But make sure that you don't come up here expecting it to be sweltering hot the entire time, because while it may get hot during the day, it's going to be probably shorts weather during the day. At nighttime, you're going to need to have something long, unless you're right next to the campfire. And let me tell you, you're still going to want to have you're still going to want to bring some long pair pants or shirt or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe even a hoodie or something to keep you a little bit warm. You can always, the one thing about New Hampshire is if you dress too warm, you can always take stuff off. So
absolutely,
don't be afraid to bring a few extra things, even if you think you might not need them. Porkfest is happening this weekend. You can go to porkfest.com and get registered. I heard a vicious rumor, and I haven't heard from the actual organizer of the Porkfest yet, but I heard a rumor that the Rogers Campground is sold out.
All right.
Which is good news, but it also means that it may be tricky for you to get yourself a camp spot because they've all been purchased at this point. That's not to say it won't be possible. It's very likely that if you haven't registered yet or if you've been waiting till the last minute to do any of this stuff, I'd still say there's a chance that you can come up and be there. It's just that you're going to have to ask around and ask for somebody to share their campsite with you or to, share a tent with you or something like that. And the people here are so welcoming and so nice. I'm sure that if you're as nice as they are, you'll likely find somebody who's willing to help you out with that. But
yeah,
it's going to be something you'll have to figure out on your own. And there are some message forums over at the Free State Project's website that people are trading emails and trading forum posts about, I need somebody in my tent. Okay, well, I need a tent. So people are getting together and they're working all that out spontaneously in a decentralized manner. There's no central committee that they have to go to be assigned a camp, a camping site to share with somebody. So it's all working out fine.
You mean they don't have government rules?
Hopefully not. I am hoping that the Porcupine Freedom Festival goes unmolested by the government this year. It has been, in the past, unmolested, but last year the stateies showed up.
I remember that.
and they threatened Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. He had set up the SACL CAI fun tent, which unfortunately will not be making another appearance this year, although he will be there, and he will be giving free free drinks to Free Talk Live amplifiers during the Free Talk Live program on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. So still plenty of free drinks for our fans and supporters. But last year they came and threatened him because he didn't have the appropriate fire code stuff taken care of. He needed to have a couple of fire extinguishers hanging in the tent, etc., whatever. I don't remember what all the requirements were, but basically they threatened him with violence if he didn't bow down and obey them. And he did in that particular case, but I think eventually the Liberty Lovers are going to be tired of that. And I think that eventually somebody's going to say, no, we're not going to obey your rules and your regulations. I mean, we've been talking about how there's going to be illegal tattoos available at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. And we know that people read the forums, the police people, that is, the government people, they read the forums, and probably some of them listen to this show. So I was talking to the tattoo artist over the weekend, because she's already up here in New Hampshire.
Awesome.
And I was talking to her about it. Just said, make sure you're ready, because I'm hoping it doesn't happen, but there is a chance that you've been announcing this in advance. It's just like any other instance of civil disobedience. I know she's not couching it in those terms. She's not saying, well, I'm doing civil disobedience. She's just offering to give people a service that they're interested in.
Yeah.
But since she's offering it publicly, there is a chance that some bureaucrat will say, oh, we need our cut. Either pay up or, we're going to arrest you.
It's too bad they don't send guys with really heavy Italian mafia accents to do that stuff.
It'd make it a lot more obvious.
People would recognize.
Yeah. But I'm just a little bit concerned. Yeah, but at the same time, it sure would be interesting, wouldn't it, if the government people did decide to go ahead and do something like that
at that environment? Yeah. Wow, that
surrounded
would be great.
By hundreds of liberty minded people, all some of them with maybe a few too many beers and armed. I don't know. They'd have to be pretty ballsy to make a move like that. It's not to say they aren't that ballsy or stupid, but we'll see what happens, right?
Yeah.
All right, so the Porcupine Freedom Festival is this weekend. Porkfest.com for more details to get registered. I don't believe that it's too late. If it had been too late, they should have told us. So even though the campsites might be sold out, you can still come up and enjoy the festival.
I'm glad we get to talk about it beforehand like this. And, I get to see you now, and then at the end of the week, I'll
see
be up there hanging with you, man.
You're coming out Friday, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, come on the show Friday night if you get a chance.
Awesome.
Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Alex in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Alex.
Yes, hello, guys.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey. First, quick shout-out to the beautiful ladies out on the shrine.
We don't do shout-outs on this show.
Okay, but back on the subject of forced vaccinations, this is a very real issue, and we definitely are in possession now of evidence that an international corporate criminal syndicate having an ex-high government office inside the U.S. is intent on carrying out a mass genocide against the people of the U.S., and
mass
we have
genocide.
Activist groups now, using this artificial genetic swine flu pandemic virus combined with a forced vaccination program to cause mass death and injury and depopulate.
Now, who is we? I mean, those are some pretty outrageous allegations.
Okay, I'm going to refer you to one of your GCN Live broadcasters as well. Dr. William Deagle, M.D., has, for the last 12 years of his life, dedicated none other than all of his efforts to pursuing what he was aware of over 12 years ago, which is a completely overt plan by the World Health Organization and the New World Order Global.
So you're saying that there's going to be mass killings in the form of vaccinations? I want to bring you back here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots. Standing firm for our Constitution. Standing firm against the New World Order. Hammering the enemies of freedom. Exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds. AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press. the voice of the Second American Revolution.
Do you have more than $15,000 in credit card debt? Before you spend another dollar on minimum payments, call American Debt Specialists right now and find out how much of your debt can be eliminated. That's right, eliminated. Call 800-237-7042. While the government is bailing out the credit card companies, we're here to make sure you get help too. Just one call could reduce your credit card debt by as much as 60%. 60%! We'll bring you peace of mind with reduced debt and just one low monthly payment that fits your budget. It's simple, legal, and we'll get the job done for you fast.
It was amazing. They helped me consolidate all my credit card debt into one low monthly payment.
Now, we don't have to file for bankruptcy.
Managing one payment is giving me my life back.
For a free debt evaluation and to learn how you can save thousands right now, call 800-237-7660. That's 1-800-237-7660. 800-237-7660.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up anything if you dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And tonight it is Ian with you.
And Gard.
And you can join us on our website. We've got live streams, broadband version, dial-up version, webcam, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That's listen.freetalklive.com as we continue with Alex in California. Now, Alex, earlier tonight, somebody had called in to suggest that she had heard somewhere that they were going to start vaccinating children, and
yeah.
we did on a mass scale because of the whole swine flu scare, and we did a little bit of digging around, and at least according to the AP article, it looks like they're certainly considering doing something like that. Whether they do it or not is still up in the air at this point. But you're saying you're taking it even a step further. You're saying that not only are they going to be vaccinating people, but it's your belief that the vaccine will actually carry some sort of infecting agent that will kill
Absolutely.
Off the population.
All you have to do is study a little bit of vaccination history and go back into 1976 when they had the swine flu outbreak then.
Yeah, I remember
and,
that.
Nobody died from the actual flu except for one person. Those who died were contaminated vaccines. If you do your research on the 1918 Spanish flu, most of the people who died from that were injected with a contaminated typhus vaccine.
And you believe that these are being contaminated on purpose?
Yeah, yeah. This
for
is
what
a,
purpose?
And if you, we have activist groups, which are now, downloading and spreading around petition forms to, file in, and also to file injunctions with your local district attorney to stop, and prevent forced vaccinations coming this fall, under WHO directorate.
So, so you think that you're going to be able to stop this insidious plot, if it's true, by begging?
I doubt we can stop it. All we can do right now is at least get our foot in the door and
what do you believe that, Alex? What do you believe that the purpose is in poisoning people in this way? What's the end game?
Sadly, this goes back to a very old Illuminati sort of plan to really reduce population globally. It's a genocidal program.
But if they were to do that, what would happen to their power base? And would it increase, or would they be tossed aside?
It's self-destructive. I totally agree on that level. However, I'm strongly encouraging people to get educated. Educated about what is going on. If there is an injunction document they can download, it's a 109-page list of criminal charges outlining in exact detail the genetics of this, how it got here, and what its purpose is, and who created it, and why, and where we're going with it. If I may just say, you go to NutraMedical.com and search for injunction.
So you want somebody to file a 109-page injunction?
I've already done it in my area. And
did you actually read the injunction before you? Did you actually read the 109 pages before you?
Absolutely, more than once. You couldn't write this in Hollywood. It's the most evil doctor.
What if it turns out you're wrong?
It was created by a team of doctors and legal experts, including Dr. Rebecca Carley, Dr.
What if, I don't know who those people are. What if you are wrong? What if, Alex, it turns out that this doesn't happen at all and you were just speculating?
Then I would be so happy to be embarrassed and wrong about what I'm saying now. I'd be more than happy to be grailed over, whatever cross-examination or ridicule.
I hope that you are wrong, although I do agree that if there is some sort of plan to vaccinate, whether it's a poisoned vaccine or if it's a real vaccine, I don't know. But either
again,
way, I highly recommend that people...
you and your listeners to go to NutraMedical.com.
All right, that's enough. But anybody else, you can buy an ad if you want to plug things more than once, and even we don't really like giving free plugs. But thanks for the call. So what I was going to say is that I don't know if it's if there's any truth to this. I don't know if it's going to happen.
I'm wondering, where do you file the injunction?
Of course,
in your local district court, your superior
that's where you have to
court,
start, right? You have to start at
federal court.
Don't you have to start at the lowest court?
I don't know.
I'm not a lawyer.
And who are you trying to stop? Your local authorities, your state authorities, or the federal authorities?
Great question. I'm not sure. It'll probably happen at a local school, but it'll probably be a federally mandated thing.
And you know, there's no denying. I remember I was on the air. You know, you come up to the studio sometimes when I was on up in New London, New Hampshire, at the time that the bird flu was all the rage.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it didn't do anything except have governments wipe out a lot of people's livestock. They passed a rule in the state of New Hampshire, a law that allows the Secretary of Health and Human Services to quarantine people, to stop gatherings, to confiscate private medical stores in stores. And essentially
scary.
All they have to do is have the governor say it's a state of emergency.
Sure. Man, that stuff exists across the country, federal, local, state. They have these provisions. But what I was going to suggest is that if whether or not you think that the vaccine is a plot to kill everybody, or if it's just that they're trying to do what they think is right and they're really just offering this vaccine on an honest basis, either way, if you're concerned about it, I suggest you do what I suggested for Karen earlier, and that is get your kids out of the government school, because that's how they're going to get to them. In fact, that's what the AP story is all about here, that essentially the Health and Human Services head bureaucrat is saying she's urging school superintendents to spend the summer preparing for the possibility that they might be turned into a shot clinic. The school essentially will be a mass vaccination clinic for children. She says, if you think about vaccinating kids, schools are the logical place. So if they do this, that's where it's going to happen. They've already got your kid in their clutches, and they will do with them as they please. So I don't know if there's evil intent behind this or not.
That's just pure speculation. Whether this even happens or not, we're not sure yet. But there's a good chance it could. I mean, that's essentially what they're saying. We're thinking this could possibly happen, so prepare for it now. And so parents should also prepare for it by getting their kids the hell out of the government school system as soon as possible.
Yeah.
It's just a good idea just on its face because they're government schools. They're indoctrination camps. They're like prisons. And it's just your kids aren't getting a good education there in the first place. Let's go to Dave Ridley. He's in New Hampshire.
Hey.
Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, hey, guys.
Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, man.
Hey, guys.
Hi, buddy. What's happening?
Oh, you know, a little this, a little that. It's kind of routine here, but maybe it's a little bit more than what you'd find in most states.
a little bit of jail, 6 days worth coming up in 2 weeks. You'll be reporting to jail. We talked about your case earlier here tonight and what happened in the courtroom, but there are some of the things I didn't get to cover. I don't know if you heard the discussion. Did you, Dave?
I heard part of it. I was listening, streaming, and it was in and out.
Can you shed some light on what happened in the original charges against you versus, or what we thought were the original charges against you versus what actually was charged in the courtroom? Or was there a difference, or are we
this
wrong
is,
in this?
By the way, just to bring our listeners up to speed, this is Dave Ridley. He was arrested for disorderly conduct for videotaping in for recording video in the public court lobby of the Keene District Court. There was the trial today, and the disorderly conduct charge had disappeared, and in its place was a contempt of court charge. So go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, to me, there really isn't any difference. It's just two different charges that the government levies against people that haven't really clearly broken any laws.
Mm-hmm. But it does seem odd that they stopped, they dropped one, and then they all of a sudden there's this other one that appears, and people in the courtroom sitting there are saying, where did that come from?
Who knows? They pull it out of their backside.
Mm-hmm.
But I did want to make it might sound minor, but a correction to something that you had said earlier, Ian. They didn't have to carry me out the first time when I was arrested.
I recall seeing you being dragged to some extent. Was that?
I was pulled a little bit. I walked out slow, basically.
Mm. I see.
And there's a and I think that's important because I do think it's good. Like whatever type of resistance you choose to show, it should be more or less sustainable. It shouldn't be changing from one day to the next. And I wouldn't have felt comfortable with like being dragged out and then later on saying, okay, now I'm going to walk. You know, mm-hmm. It's just pretty much just walking. Walk where they tell you, walk where they tell you, walk where they tell you. But keep consistent with certain things you won't do.
One of my favorite questions that you like to ask that I don't know if you asked in this case was, if I don't, will you hurt me? Like when they tell you to do something, did you use that one on them at all?
Not today, no.
Oh, not today, but when you were arrested?
No, I didn't use that when I was arrested either.
A couple of things that I didn't mention about your the trial today that I wanted to cover, and I just didn't. It just escaped my mind. And now that you're here, you can probably recount them much better than I could. Was your conversation with the prosecutor before the trial, and then the question you asked the judge right before he left the room? Can you share those with us in a moment?
Yes.
More coming up with Dave Ridley, and this is Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, nevergetbusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log
to jail.
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You worry. If you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live, only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
Ian Gart.
And we invite you to our website. Freetalklive.com is the place to go. All the features there are free. Now, if you like the show, we can tell you that the website doesn't pay for itself because it is free. So we need your voluntary support. And one of the ways that you can do that is by shopping with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Just enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. Whatever it is you need to buy, whether it's brand new or used, they've got dozens of categories. You can get user reviews of a whole bunch of the items that are on the site, free Super Saver shipping on a lot of their brand new items as well. So get your shopping done and help Free Talk Live at the same time by entering Amazon through amazon.freetalklive.com. Again, amazon.freetalklive.com. We bring back Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. to recount some of his journey today. The trial was scheduled for 1:30 in the afternoon. About 20-plus activists showed up to support you right in the middle of the workday, which I thought was pretty darn good. And the trial was originally going to be on disorderly conduct charges, but they replaced them with the much more nebulous, as though disorderly conduct wasn't nebulous enough, the much more nebulous and unprovable contempt of court charge. I think the reason they did that, Dave, just to speculate a little bit, is because with disorderly conduct, there's actually a statute. And had you wanted to mount a defense, which you did not do, you just basically said, give me the punishment, whatever it is. But had you wanted to mount a defense, and they didn't know what your plan was necessarily, that you could have probably defended yourself against a disorderly conduct charge, whereas there is no way to defend against a contempt of court charge. It's all just a judge's power that he has, and there's no real charge or anything like that. So I was even surprised they went through the motions of having a trial. It was really seemed to me just to be a show trial, because when it's a contempt of court charge, the judge can just wave his hand and have you taken off to a prison cell, and there's no trial necessary for it. So I found that kind of interesting. But before the trial even started, you had a conversation with the prosecutor, and I was wondering if you wouldn't mind recounting some of that for our listeners.
Yeah, the prosecutor, Chris McLaughlin, was there. He was, I guess, substituting for Eli Rivera, who had an injury the other day. And I had never met him before. I was glad to get a chance to meet him. And, you know, he came over to me with some paperwork or something before it started. And, you know, we talked, you know, cordially for a minute or two there. And then we both sat down in our respective places. And I'm like, well, we're just wasting time. We're all just sitting around. I guess we might as well get something done with this time. So I just started quizzing him. And I asked him a question I ask a lot of jailers and bureaucrats. I said, do you have any kind of sense of, like, the percentages, the people that you prosecute or arrest, the percentage that would be considered victimless criminals that you harm? And he said, well, it depends on what you mean by victimless criminals. And he wouldn't give me, I said, well, I'll define that for you. You know, I said, a victimless criminal is someone who hasn't harmed or endangered others. Basically, and he's like, yeah, well, I wouldn't really know what the murder percentage was. And I said, well, are you comfortable with the number of those that you are, you know, the number that you're prosecuting? Whatever the percentage is, are you comfortable with it? He goes, oh, yeah, yeah. And I said, I can't remember what I said after that, but I think at some point in there, he goes, hey, wait, am I being recorded?
Yeah, I had indicated to Nick Ryder, who was in there from LifeProductions.com, and he had his camera set it up, and I'd asked him if he was recording this, and that when I made that gesture toward him, that's when the prosecutor figured out that the entire conversation had been recorded. He had also said something to you about how he was, it basically seemed like he was proud of that. Not only did he accept it, but he was also proud of the fact that, and I don't remember the exact words either. I'm sure the video will hit the internet here at some point after Nick has a chance to ingest it into his computer. But basically, he publicly embraced the idea that he was sending people to jail because they had not harmed anyone else. That was the impression I got from this man.
Also, I should mention that Nick did inform everyone he was audio recording. I don't know if McLaughlin was in the room at that point or not, but, you know, he announced it, I think, after he started the recorder. He goes, okay, I'm audio recording.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a couple, 3 minutes later that my conversation with McLaughlin began. I hadn't really thought about the fact that the recorder was on, but I guess it was.
Yeah, I think that'll be the most valuable footage from today, because you really got that guy answering some questions in a way that made him look like a real dirtbag. And I think that'll be great when that comes out. And we'll post it over at freekeen.com when it's available. But then at the end of the show trial, you threw out a what I thought was just an absolute bomb of a question. And it was a bomb in a good way, because it was just completely unexpected, caught the judge by surprise, of course. He handled it the way I expect that he might, which was to ignore it completely. But that said, what was the question you'd asked the judge at the very end?
Well, the reason it caught him by surprise is because it caught me by surprise, too. I was just kind of spontaneous. You know, I thought, oh, this is over. They're asking me if I have any questions. Well, of course I have questions, you know. And that was just the first one that came to mind was, how about the guy you guys killed? You know, so apparently, I don't know if they killed him, but they put somebody in jail in January in the same jail as Sam. He was there for 6 months or something for, like, some traffic violation.
Oh, yeah.
And he died there.
Wow.
33
years old, died in jail. They haven't figured out the cause
yet. He was the one who was awaiting trial, and they wouldn't give him a trial.
I think that might have been him. I'm not sure as to the details on the individual case. But he had not harmed anyone. He was in on traffic violations, and like it was a suspended license or something like that. And he's 33 years old, and he died for some reason. They don't know what it is. And that's the very same jail you're going to be going to here in 2 weeks' time for a six-day sentence, because the judge would not accept your offer of being willing to do community service, which I thought was just amazing, considering he had accepted similar he had accepted that from other people in the past. But apparently it was only after they refused to pay the fine, and even though you refused to pay the fine, he wouldn't accept the community service from you. I mean, it was just bizarre today. Very strange.
I think it's the same old story. Somebody up the chain or someone in his circle of friends is going, hey, we can't let this community service thing spread, you know, because we don't get any revenue out of that.
Right. Well, they don't get any revenue out of putting you in jail. That costs them money. That costs like 60 to 80 bucks a day.
Another thing I wanted to mention is that, or I guess I said the exact thing that I asked the judge was, it wasn't exactly like I put it before. I just said, what I said was, do you have any questions or something like that? And I said, do you have any concerns about the man you sentenced to death?
What did he say? What was his response? Nothing.
Because you have any concerns related to your case?
Yeah.
And I said, then I started to say something. By that time, he was practically out of the room.
what a mess. Here's my question for you. Final question, David, and we're going to move on. But do you feel like you'd have been treated differently had there not been 20 activists sitting in that courtroom?
Yeah, probably. It's hard to say. It's just one of those things you can never do it both ways.
Right. Yeah, you can't say. I mean, and who really wants to take the risk to find out what would happen if no one was backing them up?
You can only speculate.
So we're glad you're out there. Yes.
It's probably beyond our power to heavily affect what the authorities do at this point. Mm-hmm. It can affect the results. And we can't make them shrink at this point. We can make ourselves grow. Mm. That's the thing that people don't think about very much. We have enough power now to leverage all their attacks into our advantage, basically, to make us a bigger movement.
Make it more, get more publicity, get this out there, and bring people here that care enough to actually do something. There will be change. It will happen because these people are the doers. These activists that are coming here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, they're awesome. And it's great to be here. It's great to be here with you, Dave, and we'll look forward to seeing you this weekend at the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
RidleyReport.com. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, sir. We'll see you this weekend. Let's continue with your phone calls about whatever you want. Talk to Dan in Pennsylvania. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live on the AMP line.
Hey, guys. I am recently a cabal member at LibertyConspiracy.com.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yes. I just caught up on the podcast, and a couple of nights ago, somebody called in about agorism. You got an email also. And it didn't seem like you guys really seemed to understand what the point of, or, well, at least Mark didn't. I think you'd understand it more or less better in the end. But,
isn't it the point of agorism?
What was that?
Are you saying we didn't understand the point of agorism?
Because one of the things that you said was that, there's been a war on drugs going on for a long time. Drugs are in the black market, and you haven't seen that expand into a big counter-economic movement.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason for that is the drug market is what we would consider red market. That is illegal violent crime, whereas the state is, by definition, legal violent crime.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so the first task of an agorist would be to take away market share from the red market, from the pushers and the pimps.
Wait a minute. Every drug dealer I've ever known was never violent with me.
Well, yeah, but...
So doesn't that make them agorists by virtue of operating outside of the legal system? Doesn't that, by default, make them an agorist?
Well, no, that's another thing. Counter-economics defines... outside the system activity, but to be an agorist, you have to believe in the non-aggression principle.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well, I wish we had more time for this, but we don't. So call back some other night. We can expound, and I thank you for the call. And Gardner, thank you for taking the time to come in.
Thanks, man. I'll see you Friday, brother.
Yeah, and people can hear you in the meantime at LibertyConspiracy.com, and we'll see you tomorrow night at FreeTalkLive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.